Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
The Bucks get crushed by the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Raptors in Toronto, 130-111. Toronto shot 56% from the field, hit 15 three-point shots, and were 13 out of 14 from the foul line. What happened defensively to the Bucks? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Defensively? I didn't think we did a good job as far as keeping the ball in front. You know, too many points in the paint as far as kick-out threes.
The Bucks return to Milwaukee to host the New York Knicks Friday night. Tip-off time, 6:30. NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday. But L.A.'s quarterback, Matthew Stafford, struggling with a thumb injury, Brett Rypien, could start at quarterback. Now, he's the nephew of quarterback Mark Rypien, who led Washington to a Super Bowl win in 1991. The Packers trying to break a four-game slump. Wide receiver Christian Watson.
I just want to find a way to win. You know, I've never been okay with losing. I want to compete. I want to win. You just got to find a way to do it.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 31 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation, tomorrow, 49. 27 tomorrow night, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
And I'm not sure this we the cojones move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. And why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? The man's been threatened by what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed. Yes. To think that we endorsed that Adam Steed once upon a time. But it has led to a series of conflicting headlines across the local media spectrum, Dom. But here's the one I saw first. Group spending six figures on ads, threatening to unseat Robin Voss unless election chief Megan Wolf is impeached. The people, all the people are a few specific people speaking to Robin Voss, looking for a rationale reason to get rid of Robin Voss, Dom. Isn't he the most powerful Republican in the state of Wisconsin right now?
I think that's up for grabs. You know, the mega movement has obviously taken over the Republican Party, and Robin Voss in some ways is a holdover. And you know, this Adam Steen ran against him in the primary. Steen was endorsed by the former president. You know, this is mega. Steen had to toss Voss, like literally a dummy and then a catapult they were tossing down in his district. So I got to tell you, man, no matter what happens, my impression is if you engage in any way whatsoever the megas, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you engage them and try to help them out, they're going to eventually turn on you. If you don't engage them, they're absolutely going to go after you. So, I mean, Robin Voss, man, he was perhaps the most powerful Republican, but the way that this is getting played out right now, looking at the last primary he went through, and his reaction 2 days after this ad campaign on the radio and television telling people to, hey, call Robin Voss and tell him how you feel. And of course, the ad itself, I think we have it.
We have the ad.
It's full of BS anyway. I mean, so, wow, a lot to absorb, a lot to take in. But no, man, I think Robin Voss is reacting specifically to the mega pressure.
Spineless, is that an accurate descriptor of Robin Voss? Because he bowed to this pressure rapidly. Let's play with alacrity. I like the yes. With alacrity. Let's play the ad. This is the threatening ad that apparently is moving the will of Robin Voss very rapidly. Play the ad for the people if you would, Nate.
Hi, fellow Wisconsin voters. This is Kelly Clark. 1 year stands between us and the 2024 general election. The results have the potential to either steer our state and our country in the direction of improvement or push us further along the concerning path we are currently on. I am very worried about the fairness and security of our elections if Megan Wolf remains in charge of them. It's Ms. Wolf that allowed for the use of illegal drop boxes and ballot harvesting. She permitted the Zuckerbucks influence money. She refuses to clean up our voter rolls, and there's so much more. The Wisconsin Assembly is working to impeach Megan Wolf, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is standing in the way. Speaker Voss needs to hear from us, the voters. I urge you to call him today at 608-237-9163 and let him know he needs to listen to the Assembly and allow for the impeachment process to happen, or he will be replaced, whether through a recall process or a primary challenger. Again, call Speaker Robin Voss today at 608-237-9163. We need to act now to secure Wisconsin's elections before it's too late.
Wisconsin Election Committee Incorporated. How very similar to the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
WEC.
Try to muddy the water. I mean, come on, you guys. Terrible. And, of course, Administrator Wolf only can do what the board, the three Republicans and three Democrats, instruct her to do.
Dominic, I've got some of the coverage. This coverage is pretty clear. They threatened Robin Voss. From the Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin's Election Committee Incorporated, not to be confused with the WEC, is running ads on Milwaukee area TV and radio stations that falsely claim Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator, that's WEC Dom, Megan Wolf, implemented a number of policies decided by the agency's panel of commissioners. It should be removed. It threatened to recall Voss or launch a primary challenge if he doesn't move forward. Articles of impeachment against Wolf and Dom. Leading the group is Adam Steed, who unsuccessfully launched a primary challenge against Voss in 2022. And Harry Waite, your buddy, a Racine County man who was charged last year for fraudulently obtaining absentee ballots for Voss and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. You know, in order to show violations of the law are possible, according to documents filed with the FCC by the group, Waite leads a Racine County group known as HOT, H-O-T, government, which promotes false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. At least they don't mince words here in the coverage, Tom. Waite said by email, many of the group's supporters are Kennedy Democrats who are awakened and realize how the two political parties are actively leading us into third world status.
Oh, wow. Says the guy who fraudulently obtained absentee ballots.
Robin Voss, again, I quote, Waite, the hot guy. Robin Voss is an obstructionist to our efforts. I've never actually wanted Robin Voss to be an obstructionist, except in this very simple case, Dom. I'm okay with Robin Voss obstructing the efforts of Harry Waite, the Chanel Branchons, and the Gablemans of the world, but he tried to walk that tightrope, didn't he, Dom? And now he might have hung himself with it, talking about Robin Voss. Now, Kevin Scott, a New Berlin-based attorney, filed paperwork on October 5th with the State Department of Financial Institutions to create the group, the Wisconsin EC Incorporated group, right? Scott told the Journal Sentinel he was hired to file the paperwork, but had no substantive involvement with the group. Now, Scott assisted former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman with the lawsuit. Gableman's buddy, Dom.
Oh, Gableman's back, man. Teaming up with Adam Steen. I mean, we know what Robin Voss said about Gableman after he hired him and gave him millions of taxpayer dollars, that he was an embarrassment to the state. Now what, Gableman's teaming up with Steen to go after Voss? Well, the Republican Party's in disarray.
Well, Dom, Scott assisted former Supreme Court Justice corrupted Michael Gableman with a lawsuit that sought to jail the mayors of Madison and Green Bay. So, you know, he's the right kind of lawyer for this action, Dom. If they did not sit for interviews about the 2020 election. Separately, attorney Scott also represented a man who has sued the Wisconsin Elections Commission, you know, the real WEC, over its policies for voting from nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that was the whole false narrative of the Dan O'Donnell on the Righty Whitey Talk radio show. And it was propagated through a Wisconsin committee hearing, assembly committee hearing, led by Janelle Branchon, who was put in that position by the aforementioned Robin Vostom.
Right, dude. Another headline here from Molly Beck, Jesse Point at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Voss moves impeachment articles against election chief Wolf to committee in wake of ad pressure campaign.
Before you go there, I want to give you the earlier today statement of Robin Voss, or at least a prior statement. In a statement, Voss said the members of the group running the ads appear to be uninformed and not following what's actually going on in our state. Here's what Voss said. The money could be better spent attacking the real obstacle to election reforms, and that's Tony Evers.
Yeah, I mean, what? What? I mean, how many audits were done? How many recounts were done? Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, they counted. I mean, this thing was looked at over and over and over again. There was no fraud.
Dominic, there are 15 impeachment articles that a group of Republicans want to advance. They include Rep. Janelle Branchon of Menomonee Falls, Scott Allen of Waukesha, he's a common, Elijah Beneke of Oconto, Ty Bowden of Hilbert, Chuck Wiggers of Muskego. Good football, bad governance in Muskego, Dom. And they have put forward 15 articles of impeachment against Wolf. And according to the reporting here, falsely claiming she was directly responsible for decisions made by the elections commissioners and tying her to debunked election theories. And one more sentence for me, Dom. All 15 impeachment articles contain misleading or false claims about how elections administration works in Wisconsin. The facts, the underlying facts behind these articles of impeachment are false in all 15 articles.
Crudy, just a bit here. The ads were launched 9 days after Gabelman, who oversaw the fruitless probe of the 2020 election, met with a group of tied to the ads during the October 24th meeting with Sheboygan Party, County Republican Party. Gabelman suggested Voss could be recalled in January. When asked by a group member what the legal recourse Voss constituents have if he does not move forward with the impeachment articles, another group member shouted, Second Amendment, referring to the constitutional right to possess firearms. The comment was met with laughter. Yeah, you guys are funny.
Millions Terrible. Of peaches, Dom. Impeachment. Now, I didn't think you would acknowledge the fact. Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's like I'm fighting you on a peach farm right now. But just a little bit of pressure. And he bows down. Robin Voss, you have no courage. You have no morals. You have no convictions. And you're still going to get burned. Come back. More Devils. Millions of peaches.
Peaches for free. Look out. You're listening to the
News Talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.